Good morning, or good evening, or good night, wherever you're at. This is Military Mama coming to you from my French porch. My front porch. It is sunny today, it is a Sunday, and it is beautiful. Can you actually hear the birds? The birds are chirping. The cars are riding through the streets. The people are driving the car that they're riding in. I was just talking to my son. We are going to enjoy the day. I'm a little bit down, a little bit. Not down as in motion, but down as in I took my first COVID shot. I wasn't going to do none of that stuff because I was skeptical about how quick they were able to come up with a shot, and all the other things took forever, and we're still working on a cure for cancer. So, yes, I was one of those skeptics. And the first time in my career, I've been in 15 years in the military, that they gave us a choice, but the choice also comes with all kind of stipulations, like, we won't be able to do this and we won't be able to do that. And it was more like you have a choice, but you really don't have a choice. My opinion, I stand by it. But I decided to go ahead and take it. But I don't feel comfortable yet with my children taking it. I'm gonna see how I react, and maybe in the future I will allow them to get this medication. I just wanted to check in and give an update of what's happening with Military Mama. You hear the cars driving by. I finished my children's book. Really is more for teenagers, more for like preteen. It talks about me not liking my first name and me growing to love it. And when I knew where it came from, I was able to appreciate the name. That's why I go by Ife. I used to tell people call me Jamelia, my middle name, or I would tell them call me Nicole, my alias. I always use that name, Nicole or Keisha. It's kind of like one of those names that's easy to say, easy to spell. And no one would mess it up. So, but now I'm learning to just say, when people be like, "Well, who? What is your name?" If I'm in Starbucks or someplace, I'll be like, "My name is Ife," and they be like, "Huh?" I'm like, "Ife," and I spell it, and they like, "Oh, I love it." And I'm thinking like, "Do you truly love it, or are you trying to patronize me?" So patronize me or patronize me, whatever the word can be. But the book is about loving my name and me coming to America and my family. And the book was really inspired by my children. I am serving in the United States Navy. I don't know when things can pop off and I'm deployed somewhere. We deploy all the time, but deploying to harm's way and they not know something that was important in my life. It's many important moments. I mean, I have lived many lives. And that's one, how can I say, one chapter in my life I wanted to capture in a book, and I'm going to capture many more. So first, this is the new launch of Ife. My name means love. And I'm so happy to share it with the world and share it with my children and just share it with anyone that wants to read it. So, I hope in May you guys can join me on my son's YouTube page, and we're going to launch my book called Ife. My name means love. I'll let you guys know when it's coming and when to join us. But I'm getting excited, and I'm thankful that I was helped by friends to guide me into the path of just completing the book. So I use a self-publishing company that one of my close friends in the military, thank God for the military. I always say thank God for the military. Thank God for the choices I made to join the military late in my life. I joined at my mid-20s, and I am thankful for all the people that I have met along the way, because everyone has a dream, everyone has a journey, and sometimes their journey and my journey cross paths. And I was thankful to my friend who I crossed paths with in 2011, and we're still friends today, and she has written several children's books, Yunetta. And I think her recent one was Small Toot, something about a toot. I'm proud of her. She is, I love my Daddy Sunday. I'm proud of her. She referred me to a sub-publishing company and to go ahead and pursue. Thank you, Yunetta. Without you, I wouldn't have not done what I needed to do for myself. I would have still been lost. But I'm thankful, because every time I listen to the book, as in when I read and listen to myself, I'm like, wow. I just have to like think about like what God has brought my family through and how God has protected us. And I'm hoping that this book encouraged people that God sends angels, and angels make the way. Angels make the way. My mom is an angel right now. Everybody knows my mom has passed away a long time ago, about 15 years this year. Angels make the way. Now I have to start appreciating my father who is alive. I'm going to do my best to appreciate him, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Angels make the way. Angels make way. I'm going to launch on my son's YouTube page, which I would hyphenate. His YouTube page is, sorry, I am not prepared for this. His YouTube page is Chip In, so as in CHIPPIN apostrophe IT number 2. Chip In, it's 2. Subscribe to his YouTube page, and you would also be able to hear me and see him launch my book.
It's C-H, or well,
let me come closer.
It's uppercase C-H-I-P-P-I-N space I-T space the number 2.
Yes, Chip In it 2. Subscribe to his YouTube page and you'll be on my launch. I can't wait to see you guys' feedback and see our numbers increase on Anchor, which allows us to launch Military Mama. Enjoy your Sunday.
And
it
I
is.
I accidentally put a 2 in the name. Now that's permanent.
Okay. Well, here we go.
And I got an ultraviolet projection.
Okay.
Somebody's ultraviolet
wave. I am. The sun is moving. I was getting my little sun on. Anyhow. I oblige. Have a good Sunday. It is April the 11th, my anniversary of my 15th year in the military. Enjoy. Have a blessed day.